Hello. Hi, Russell. I'll put you on the line here. We'll be with you in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. Hi, Russell. How are we doing?
Hey, Stan. Doing just fine.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I thought we'd talk about obesity and some changing ideas we have in the ways that people become obese and what to do about it.
All right. Well, I read that article you wrote, and I was just fascinated by it.
Well, I appreciate it. What kind of drove this, I read a book that I thought was quite interesting. It was first put out by Gary Taubes' Good Calories, Bad Calories, which is a very intense study of obesity and what makes people obese. And as I read that book and I began to think kind of what I've observed over all these years, there were some questions that always seemed to pop out about obesity that were just pretty much overlooked. And most of us have noticed a lot of these things. For instance, why are some people thin no matter how much they eat, and others appear to be obese no matter how little they eat? We know that people start to gain weight when they reach middle age, especially when women have undergo menopause. Why is that? Why is it so difficult for some people to lose weight and others very easy? And why have so many studies found that the caloric intake of obese people is really not that different than normal-sized people?
And yet, of course, we're always told, you know, you eat and then you put on weight and you stop eating, you take weight off. But there's more to it than that, and we'll be right back. You go right ahead.
Well, and one of the other questions that we had, and this is particularly pertinent to what I was involved in as a neurosurgeon, and that was why.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And if you eat too much, why, of course, you're going to get put on a lot of weight. But as people began to analyze this, and they looked at people who were morbidly obese and lost a lot of weight, an awful lot of them would begin to put that weight back on again. And later on, of course, they'd be just as fat as they ever were. So there's something more to it than that. And Russell is basically saying that there are three ways we store certainly our energy. One of them is glycogen, and of course that's where certainly store it as carbohydrate-like material, and you can get out to run for a long distance, but you burn up your glycogen. The second thing is once the glycogen's gone, then you begin to burn your fat tissue. And of course you can burn fat, and you're fine burning the fat off. Now when you don't have enough calories, you burn the fat for calories. But when the fat is gone, then you begin to burn your muscles. And, of course, when that happens, you begin to get into a starvation mode. So these are the three sources of the energy that the body requires. So pick the story up, please.
Yeah, so that's kind of the basic of it. And what we find out is really not quite that simple. That the storage of this fat is controlled mainly by insulin. What insulin does is it stimulates an enzyme that takes these fatty acids that are circulating in your bloodstream, and it pushes that fatty acid into these fat cells, and then these free fatty acids are formed into what we call triglycerides. And that's a much bigger molecule, and that's what gives it this yellow globular type thing that's inside of the fat cell. So it stores this, it's storing these triglycerides in these fat cells in case it's needed for energy later on to be used. And the regulator of that is insulin. So insulin is the force that takes the fatty acid and the sugar that's converted into fatty acid and shoves it into that fat cell. So what we see from that is the most important thing is not so much your calories in and calories out. Where is the fat going and what's regulating? Insulin's regulating. So if insulin levels change, the distribution of your fat and what happens to that energy you take in changes rather drastically. For instance, there's this research animal called the Zucker rat. And these rats are born morbidly obese and they stay morbidly obese. And that's because they have high levels of this enzyme that drives the fat into the fat cells. Now, if you take those animals and you semi-starve them, where they're almost to the point of starvation from birth, they'll lose about 60% of their fat, but they're still five times fatter than a normal rat. And if you look at their muscles are terribly shrunken. They have smaller brains and smaller kidneys. So what's happening is there's a state of internal starvation going on. And this is kind of the surprise of what we see in obese people. when you look at an obese person and they just look like they're voracious, they're just eating every chance they get, they snack all the time. Well, your first conclusion would be they're obese because they're eating all the time. When actually what's happening is they're eating all the time because they're starving internally. They're starving internally because they have a high insulin level that's taking every bit of the food energy they take in, or as much as it can, and puts it into those fat cells so they can't use it. So their muscles are starving for energy. And so they eat a lot to try to replace that lost energy that keeps going into those fat cells. The more they eat, the more fat cells they form, and to the point that they're grossly or morbidly obese. And they're starving internally. Their muscles are very weak. And then they get lazy because they're tired. They don't have the energy to do things. And if they try to go on a starvation diet, they really get weak because they still can't mobilize that fat sufficiently. And what they're doing, they're starting to break down that muscle tissue. And that includes the heart. The heart's made out of muscle. So then the heart starts getting weak. And some of these people, when you put them on these really low-calorie diets, they'll die of heart failure or heart arrhythmia, abnormal heartbeat. And now we know why, because you're starving the muscles, you're starving the heart, and eventually you starve the brain, all in an attempt to get that fat to burn. But the fat's not going to leave the fat cell because of the high insulin level. It won't let the fat leave to be burned. And that's, you know, changes our whole picture because we were looking at everything backwards. We were observing these people, seeing them eating voraciously, assuming that that was just a habit they had, not knowing that they're starving. Well, it's sort of a parallel of what you see in cancer. When a cancerous tumor starts growing, what it does is it steals all the glucose out of your blood. It's grabbing it as fast as you can eat it. And it slowly starves the rest of the body. And if you've ever seen terminal cancer patients, they're just terribly emaciated. Yet the tumor continues to grow, and it's because the tumor is doing just what that fat is doing in the obese person. Robbing the body of its energy source. So now that we look at it like that, well, what would be the answer there? Well, you want to lower the insulin level. And then you ask the question, well, why is the insulin high in the first place? And when they look at people that are grossly obese, they do have higher insulin levels. Well, one of the reasons they have higher insulin levels is because they eat a lot of food or any food that has carbohydrates in it, particularly sugars and simple carbohydrates, what we call high glycemic foods, that is, foods that stimulate insulin release very intentionally. So when they drink that soda or they eat the donut, they get such an insulin burst that glucose that comes in from the sugar they just consumed is immediately pushed into those fat cells and locked in. Their muscles are still hungry, so short time later, they need to eat more to try to give energy to their muscle cells, and even more of it shoved into this fat cell. And so they just progressively start accumulating fat. But it's the fact that they're eating a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of simple sugars in particular that's causing their problems. Look in the Western society, particularly in the United States, they have sugar in virtually every processed food. Things you wouldn't suspect, even salt they put sugar in. They have sugar in bread and sugar in biscuits and sugar in just all sorts of food, they put sugar. And then when you look at, well, what type of sugar? Well, it's most often things like high fructose corn syrup. Now, the interesting thing about high fructose corn syrup, it's a combination of sugars. It's a glucose-type sugar, and it's the fructose-type sugar. Now, the thing about glucose is it's a powerful stimulant for insulin release. So when you eat things that have glucose in it or sugar in it of that type, your pancreas secretes a lot of this insulin that drives the fat cell to get larger. The fructose, unlike regular sugar, directly drives the conversion of the fructose into fat in the fat cell. So it happens directly and very rapidly. So you're going to get fatter consuming fructose than you would normally. Now, if you just consume fructose alone, you just get the direct conversion. If you have glucose mixed with the fructose that you do in high fructose corn syrup, you get both the insulin secretion excess and the direct conversion of the fructose to fat. So it's the worst of all worlds. So being that most modern processed foods are filled with high fructose corn syrup, and we're consuming massive amounts of it, it's no wonder that we're having a problem with obesity. Now, all of this is pretty well demonstrated from a number of interesting studies. Now, one of the problems you have when you start eating a lot of these carbohydrates is that you gradually develop what's called insulin resistance. In order for the glucose or the sugar to get inside of your cell where it can be used, it has to have an insulin receptor on the membrane that takes that sugar from your blood and transfers it into the cell. Without that functional receptor, your cell is going to starve. No matter how much sugar you have, no matter how much insulin you have, if the receptor is not working, and we call that insulin resistance. That's what type 2 diabetes is, the most common type of diabetes in the United States. And it's growing all over the world, particularly people that start eating the Western diet. Their receptors in the muscles become resistant to insulin. Now, the interesting thing is while their muscles get resistant to insulin, the fat cells retain their sensitivity to insulin. And that's very important, because what that does, it means the muscles are starving. You can't get the glucose into the muscle where it's needed, and it's all being shifted into the fat cell. So the more you eat, the worse it's going to get. And that's what we have with the type 2 diabetics, is they get gradually more and more obese. And ironically, the American Diabetic Association tells the diabetic to eat more carbohydrates than sugar to help regulate the blood sugar. The problem is it's making them progressively more obese.
And, of course, even more so with the high-fructose corn syrup.
Oh, absolutely. Just as we explained, with the high-fructose corn syrup, you're doing two things that are massively driving the increase in that fat.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Russell, you go right ahead.
Well, there's a couple other factors that are also playing roles. And one of them is the fluoride factor.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That actually decrease thyroid function. Well, they get decreased thyroid function, you get hypothyroidism, and of course you get tired all the time, you don't exercise, your muscles don't function right, you don't metabolize things correctly. And of course, since they have fluoridated the drinking water, and it's drinking water, you absorb it when you take your showers, you cook in fluoridated water, we're getting phenomenal doses of fluoride. And so many people are getting to be hypothyroid. And suddenly I commented, when I went through medical school 50 years ago or more, why, of course, we very seldom saw hypothyroidism. It was there, but nothing like it is today. And so many doctors, when they check the thyroid, they just check the TSH, that's the thyroid stimulating hormone for the pituitary. But they really have to check not only the T3, but the T4. So many people are hypothyroid or certainly subhypothyroid. But this all ties into this whole, certainly, carbohydrate metabolism cycle. So you pick up the story up.
Yeah, another factor other than the fluoride factor is MSG, monosodium glutamate, and glutamate additives to food, which are taste enhancers. Back after the war, again about the same time as fluoridation, they began to add monosodium glutamate and different additives like it to food in gross amounts, and it's doubled in amount about every decade. So now most processed foods have 3, 4, some 5 different forms of glutamate additives to the food. Well, we know that monosodium glutamate produces gross obesity, particularly when animals are exposed to it very early in life. This is one of the early observations of MSG exposure, is that when you took animals and you exposed them soon after birth, just a few doses of glutamate, they became grossly obese as they began to age. And this obesity was very difficult to remove by dieting or exercise. the animals tend to prefer high carbohydrate and sugary foods rather than their regular chow. They didn't seem to eat as much as the other mice, but they got more obese because they were eating this high glucose type food and carbohydrate type food. And they discovered some other things recently that caused the obesity. And one of them is that monosodium glutamate and the glutamate additive damage a part of the hypothalamus called the archaic nucleus, the little tiny nucleus at the base of that hypothalamus. And this is a very important nucleus. It does two major things that are related to obesity. One is it regulates growth hormone, and the other it regulates leptin. Now, leptin is a factor secreted from your fat cell that when you start taking in too many calories, that leptin will be secreted from the fat cells. It goes to this nucleus in the hypothalamus. It's activated. That makes you burn more energy and cuts down your appetite. So you begin to have less fat accumulation. What happens in most obese people of the great numbers, they become what we call leptin resistant. And that is these receptors in that little tiny nucleus no longer respond to the leptin. And so the leptin level rises in your blood even higher, trying to force it to respond, but it just doesn't respond. And as a result, you begin to get more and more obese. If you do this in animals, they become grossly obese.
Well, is this somewhat similar to what aspartame does? Does it work very much in a similar way, or does aspartame work differently?
No, it works the same way, and it's an aspartic acid, which is also an excitotoxin, and has been shown to damage this archaic nucleus just like MSG. And when they looked at, there's several studies now that looked at aspartame feeding in humans, they found a significant number of them actually gain weight when they're on aspartame rather than losing weight like they thought they would, and that's basically one of the major reasons why. So this damage to the archaic nucleus and inducing leptin resistance is a major cause of obesity in these children. MSG also stimulates the pancreas to release insulin, the very thing is the primary hormone that has to do with fat accumulation. So the, in combination, that's really driving that insulin problem. And then the third thing is...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita, at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
This was very, very thin. And now, because of McDonald's and all the other places, why, suddenly they're getting glutamate, they're getting the high fructose corn syrup, and suddenly this is precipitating obesity. Obesity is spreading throughout the world because of what is added artificially to the diets. And certainly another thing that happens is a result of this, and that we're talking about fluoride people come in contact with. The glutamate, the high fructose corn syrup, and now they're getting not only obesity, they're getting a fatty liver. Pick that story up, please.
Yeah, the fat accumulation in the liver destroys the function of the liver. Eventually, you end up just like an alcoholic with a bad, damaged liver. Because that fat accumulation is highly inflammatory. So this MSG can produce quite a bit of problems. We know that from recent studies that if you combine MSG in the diet plus trans fat or high fructose corn syrup, you see dramatic increases in obesity and these lipid disorders like the fatty liver. Particularly if you combine monosodium glutamate and trans fat. So we have diets now or processed foods that still have a lot of trans fats in it. They haven't removed it. And some labels even say contains no trans fats. But it does. And when you combine MSG with that, you're greatly increasing the fatty liver disorder. We know that a number of other hormones play a role in fat accumulation, less than insulin, but still are important, like testosterone. We know testosterone normally reduces fat accumulation around men's abdomen, and that as you get older and your testosterone level falls, these fat cells around the abdomen in men become more sensitive to fat accumulation, and so they tend to get thick around the waist. Women, when they lose estrogen as they go through menopause, the enzyme that makes fat cells is most active around the hip and the buttock. So we see that hormone change is very important, and progesterone tends to stimulate fat accumulation in that distribution in women. So that's why men and women have different distributions of their fat. Now, interesting thing about this MSG obesity, there's a number of things they found that actually can help reverse that. One is an amino acid called taurine. Adding taurine to the diet overcomes that MSG-induced obesity. And also it's a very powerful liver protectant and a brain protectant. High-fiber diets tend to overcome the MSG-induced obesity. Vitamin C, E, quercetin, curcumin, they protect against MSG toxicity. It's important that just for weight loss, that people get a good night's sleep. They found that people that don't sleep well at night tend to be more obese than those that do. And part of that's due to the fact that obesity causes inflammation, particularly what we call visceral obesity, and that's fat around your intestines, cause your brain to be inflamed so you don't sleep well. So that's how they're connected. Alcohol is a very high energy source and is converted to fat very easily, particularly beer. Green tea and white tea contains the substance, you'll see the initials EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, which inhibits formation of fat in fat cells. Fish oils have been shown to inhibit fat stem cells, that is the cells that become fat cells, as well as inhibiting the growth of fat in the cells. It's important to avoid goitrogens in food. You know, certain foods like the cruciferous vegetables, Brussels sprouts and broccoli, contain a substance that inhibits your thyroid function. If you eat it raw, if you cook it, it neutralizes that substance. It's fine, but eating a lot of broccoli raw can inhibit the thyroid and make you gain weight. CLA, the conjugated linoleic acid, which is a special fat, taken about 1,000 milligrams a day, helps reduce fat accumulation, particularly related to MSG type obesity. Take iodine every day, you know, certain iodine tablets you can take that will help your thyroid overcome some of this fluoride toxicity. And exercise every day. Exercise stimulates the insulin sensitivity in the muscles, helping you maintain your muscle strength and shifting some of that fat from the fat cell into the muscle, but it can only occur if the insulin level is low, and that's why at the same time you exercise, you have to avoid the high carbohydrate, high sugar intake, particularly the high fructose corn syrup. The other things that we need to know is that because of all of these different factors that are affecting our weight gain, at the same time that they're causing you to gain this fat into your fat cell, it's increasing inflammation. Well, now we know that cancer is related to chronic inflammation. All the neurodegenerative diseases are related to inflammation. We know that arthritis is due to chronic inflammation. So a great number of diseases, your diabetes, your heart attack, stroke, atherosclerosis, they're all related to chronic inflammation in your body. Even heart failure, people that go into heart failure, now they find out the primary cause is an inflammatory chemical called interleukin-6 acting on the heart muscle. So when you're gaining this fat, when your insulin level is high and you're pushing that fat into the visceral fat, that triggers a high level of inflammatory chemicals. We measure those and we find out that you have high levels of what we call pro-inflammatory cytokines, high level of prostaglandin. And that's what's driving these diseases. So that if you're a person who is eating the wrong diet and have these hormone deficiencies, exposure to MSG or fluoride, you're pushing yourself toward one of these chronic dangerous diseases. And it's interesting that most of the propaganda is directed at, well, heart disease is due to cholesterol and we need to lower cholesterol, when in fact the number one cause of heart disease is high intake of sugar, carbohydrates, because that's what's driving the inflammation. That's what causes a lot of these fats in the vessel wall to become oxidized. It makes them very damaging to the vessel wall and produces atherosclerosis, not the cholesterol itself. So, you know, it goes far beyond just the aesthetics of how you look. It goes into a number of important diseases. And we see see that people who have high levels of visceral fat, particularly, have the most aggressive of these diseases. And in cancer, it's particularly important because if you have high levels of these inflammatory chemicals being formed, and say you have a heart, breast cancer or prostate cancer, that inflammation can drive the cancer so that it becomes infinitely more invasive, a more aggressive cancer, more likely to spread throughout your body that is metastasized. And so your prognosis is much worse. People who have low levels of inflammatory chemicals and have cancer, just the opposite is true. The cancer has a better prognosis. It's less likely to metastasize, and it's less likely to be a highly aggressive cancer. This is something that, unfortunately, a lot of doctors that deal with cancer have not learned yet, even though it's extensively studied in the cancer literature, and it's compelling evidence that that's true. They're still thinking about cancer the way we did 30 or 40 years ago. There's just an incredibly powerful connection to this inflammatory state. And these fats that are being stored in these areas of the body are playing a big role in that chronic inflammatory condition. We're also seeing with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, people who consume the highest sugar content have the highest incidence of Alzheimer's disease, at least 3 or 4 fold higher in people that are consuming a lot of sugar and carbohydrates. And it makes sense because you're doing the same thing in the brain. You're driving inflammatory reactions in the brain. And when the brain is chronically inflamed, you begin to get the changes in it that we see in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all these terrible diseases. And you get the age-related memory loss is common in people who consume a lot of sugar. The brain can burn fat fairly easy, what we call short-chain fatty acids, so that when you're switching your metabolism, so rather than storing these fats, you're beginning to mobilize them and break them down into these fatty acids, you're helping your brain's energy supply. And when the brain burns these types of fats, what we call ketones, the brain cell produces far fewer free radicals than it would if it was burning glucose or sugar. And that's very important because that's the protective aspect of this ketone diet is reducing free radical levels in the brain, reduces inflammation in the brain, reduces microglial activation in the brain, and its immunoexcitotoxicity, which seems to be central process in these brain disorders. So this goes far beyond just how you look. You know, we want to look good. But the health aspect is important. Now, one of the things you'll find is if you look at some obese people, they're really healthier than the thinner people. And that's because the amount of visceral fat, of this fat around your intestines and organs, is not related to your obvious obesity. Some people have a lot of what we call subcutaneous fat. That's fat just under the skin. That seems to be relatively harmless. And they have very little visceral fat, so they're fairly healthy. You can see a thin person, and they can have very little subcutaneous fat, but a lot of visceral fat. And I remember when I was a resident, we had a man in the hospital who just had extensive atherosclerosis. All of his vessels looked horrible. And he was thin as a rail, didn't have an ounce of fat on his, you know, subcutaneous tissue. And we were in a quandary because we thought obesity was related to bad atherosclerosis like that. But once you learn how these things work, you realize he had a lot of visceral fat, which was highly inflammatory, and so he had rampant atherosclerosis. And it made a lot more sense. The only way to determine how much visceral fat you have is doing a MRI scan of your abdomen. And they've done that study on a number of people and shown that you can be quite thin in your external appearance and have a good deal of visceral fat. Exercise helps reduce visceral fat. DHA to fish oils reduce visceral fat. And CLA reduces visceral fat.
What was that, CLA?
Yeah, the conjugated linoleic acid, CLA oil.
Okay.
White tea extract, green tea extract, the EGCG, also stimulates the burning of this visceral fat. So that's a way to markedly reduce that inflammatory effect and get rid of the visceral fat, even though you may retain some of your subcutaneous fat. And you have to remember, you don't want to lose all your subcutaneous fat because that's what keeps you alive in times of famine. So if, say, a natural disaster occurs, or you're stranded somewhere there's no food, you want to have at least enough subcutaneous fat that you can start burning that for energy. It'll last longer than a person who has no subcutaneous or very little subcutaneous fat. Mortality rate in surgery is directly related to your subcutaneous fat stores as well as your muscle tissue. So people that already have very thin muscles and loss of a lot of their subcutaneous fat, they have a high mortality in these complex surgeries or when they're injured, multiple organ system injuries there. They don't do well.
But, of course, the glutamate and the fluoride are really so vitally important to avoid. Wouldn't that be true?
Yeah, because the thing about glutamate is the powerful generator of free radicals and what we call lipid peroxidation. In fact, one study found that if you took an animal and you gave them monosodium glutamate early in life, just a single dose, months later, they were still producing high levels of free radicals and lipid peroxidation in their blood vessels, which is what causes atherosclerosis. So in a human, that would be equal to having a single dose or several doses early in life and having this occur for years, decades, throughout your life, high levels of free radicals in your vessels. It also depletes the protective antioxidants in the blood vessel. So that's the worst of all worlds. You're producing a lot of free radicals, lipid peroxidation, but your protective antioxidant enzymes are depleted. And people are consuming this stuff daily, three or four times a day.
And people have to understand that they will hide this in your foods. They'll call it natural flavoring or something. They'll give all sorts of other names. Learn what they're doing. Dr. Blaylock has a wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. He will tell you all the false names they use to sneak this into your diet. Of course, our guest has been Dr. Russell Blaylock. You really should get a tape of this program and listen to it three or four times. There's a tremendous amount of wisdom here. We sent the Blaylock letter. Well, perhaps we can get Russell when we get back from the break to tell you how to get the Blaylock letter. We read it when it comes every month. We look forward to it. Regular rival. Well, Russell, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap it up. That was a fascinating discussion, though, but it's so.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, Russell is a personal friend, and we're just so fortunate to have him on a regular basis, and you need to know what he told you tonight. His newsletter is well worthwhile getting, and such. We subscribe to it. We don't get any professional courtesy, because Russell probably sent it to us free of charge, but we pay for it because we think it's well worthwhile. And we certainly have no financial relationship with the people who actually produce it. But you need to get Russell's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to get his book on natural strategies for cancer patients and excitotoxins, the taste that kills. We have a four-tape set by Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. The tape this evening is so important. We have a DVD of Russell speaking to our one of our meetings, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. Of course, we have another DVD by Dr. Blaylock of Sydney of Nutrition and Mental Health. And there's a definite relationship between nutrition and the function of the brain. And so if you'd like, of course, to get one of our catalogs, we list all the things we carry that Russell does. But he's a neurosurgeon. I knew him long before he retired. We were both in similar conservative, patriotic organizations. But he has a wealth of information. We have a four-tape set or a couple of them on aspartame. It's developed as a biological warfare agent. It is highly toxic. You need to get the DVDs on aspartame, A Sweet Remedy and A Sweet Misery, the two four-tape sets, and the book. It's about 800 pages, Aspartame, the Forgotten Disease. This is a biological warfare agent. We're being poisoned. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Well, of course, you need to understand most people are low on magnesium. You should. We have a book on magnesium. We offer magnesium. We think it's so vitally important. We have a four-tape set on Iodorol and iodine. Most people need an iodine supplement because they've taken it out of our bread and out of some of our salt. Why? Because they're doing harm. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda that gets into water fluoridation. They're poisoning our children, ladies and gentlemen, and they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. But it's part of a population control agenda. And our children are getting ill. So many of them have autism, asthma. One reason they get their asthma. So the one child in nine has asthma today. You don't see it in Mennonite children and so the Amish children who don't take vaccines. You need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America is the best overall view of vaccines, everything I've learned through the years. The Specter Haunting America. So once again, you need to get the four tape sets on aspartame, the books on aspartame that we carry, and you go to our website and get them down. There's so much unhealth that you need to know. And the Federal Drug Administration, there are a lot of good people who work there, but they're blocked from getting the truth out. And when there is truth coming out, why the media blocks that. And we're poisoning our people. We're poisoning them, certainly, with products like Vioxx that they knew it was going to kill tens of thousands of people. And you can go up to my newsletters and read what, certainly Dr. Graham's testimony on Vioxx. They knew it was poisoning people. It probably killed 60 to 150,000 people, and they did that intentionally. And they went after Dr. Graham because he dared to have the courage to tell the truth. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can listen to us there 24 hours a day, and please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, right now we're going to have on the line Pastor Doug Riggs. He's an ordained minister, but he counsels people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse. Now, we talk a lot about politics here, and we talk a lot about philosophy, and we talk about health, and we talk about all sorts of things. But one of the most important things is the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle. And it's not an imaginary spiritual battle. It is a battle against truly demonic forces. For you remember that admonition, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So therefore put ye on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And we recite that, it sounds really good, but what people don't understand is this battle is not imaginary. It is real, and certainly Doug is on the front lines of this, and he's been counseling these people for many, many years. Doug, how long have you been dealing with people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse?
I started at the end of 1984-85, and I was not aware of the fragmentation and the multiple personality disorder part of the whole history of these people until about 1991. So it's going on about 27 years now.
And basically, of course, is this becoming more frequent? In other words, is there more of this than before?
Well, I have no way of knowing. I know that there have been those that have done the demographics. I think Dr. Kohlenroth estimated up to upwards of 10 million. There's really no way to know because it's so secret, Dr. Stan. I mean, it's first of all, the people that are subjected to chronic abuse and trauma-based mind control because of the chronic trauma, the more chronic the trauma in early childhood, the denser the amnesic wall. So the everyday person that lives life doesn't even have any idea what has happened to them until they begin to break down and usually get depressed or begin to have serious problems in life, and then they're diagnosed with the problem. But I think it's probably far worse because you have we have an enemy that that his mindset is that the more innocent the victim, the more power is released when there is abuse and sacrifice. And that's just how our enemy operates. We know from the Old Testament that child sacrifice offers, sacrifices a Moloch. You can find it throughout the Old Testament. This went on in terms of not just the pagan Canaanites, but the children of Israel became worshippers of these false gods. And we know from what Manasseh offered up sacrifices right there in the temple. And we see in the Psalms and Ezekiel 16 where this was going on. So,
well, let me tell you, but I had an opportunity to talk to Father Malachi Martin before he died. It was a Jesuit priest who told me certainly about the feigned human sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican. It was just time to coincide with a real human sacrifice where they were killing a real human being. And these were priests wearing the garb right there in the basement of the Vatican in Rome. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real, and you're going to find this a fascinating look behind the curtain. Well, go right ahead, Doug, and why don't you tell us, my understanding is that seeing a lot of people, who have been victims of alien abduction.
Well, I've never worked with the alien abduction phenomenon. I know that they kind of cross paths in terms of the way the stories are recounted. I personally believe that the hundreds and thousands, perhaps even millions of those that have been reporting alien abduction, that there is a hybrid breeding program that's been going on since post-World War II. Dr. David Jacobs at Temple University in Pennsylvania has documented this for decades. Secular historian, there have been others, and so what is being reported as aliens is really not aliens. It's just a reoccurrence of what we have stated in the book of Genesis 6, where the watchers or fallen angels cohabited with women and produced a hybrid offspring called Nephilim. And of course that is disputed by some biblical scholars. They say that this is the line of Seth, but the B'nai HaElohim and Job chapter 1, Job chapter 2, and of course Job chapter 37, they are angels. So what we're seeing today is the final drama that is leading up to the return of Jesus Christ, and the battle is very real. And I would say, Dr. Stan, that the church that in the West is predominantly asleep to this. Not all churches are, and I think there are more awakening. You know, Russ Dizdar and Lynn Marzulli are been speaking four different times together this year, which I'm grateful. So they are very much involved in trying to wake people up and wake the churches up. But it's pretty much under the radar of most Christians, Dr. Stan, all that's going on.
Well, that's our job, is to try to get the information out. I appreciate your staying up so late at night to inform our audience. But at least our audience, a lot of people in our audience, have some idea of this nature of the spiritual battle, although it is really so unreal. It seems almost too incredible to accept the fact that there these things could really be going on. There could be a conscious effort to disrupt people's personalities, certainly by satanic ritual abuse, that you could alter people's vision of the world, that anybody would be evil enough to want to hurt a child. And yet, yeah. Unfortunately, this is the reality of what's really going on today. And we're going to be exploring more and more of this as we get into our discussion this evening with Doug Riggs. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Doug is talking about the fact that there is certainly an increasing awareness of what's going on. We have had Lynn Marzulli with us a number of times, and he speaks out on this issue, as well as a couple of other people. There really are people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse. There really are child and infant sacrifices. There really is an effort to create dissociative personalities. Dr. Colin Ross has written about this, and we have this in some of our four tape sets, certainly going into the background of this sort of thing. We have a four tape set on certainly Operation Paperclip with my interviews with Dr. Colin Ross, who was actually working with many of these victims child abuse, but Nazi child abuse right here in the United States. And the scientists who were brought to the United States by our own government, the Nazi scientists, continuing to carry out their programs. Well, why don't you talk to us about your work, certainly, and what you've learned over the last 25, 27 years of taking care of these people? Are most of them introduced to this in childhood through different types of child abuse?
The people I work with, Dr. Stan, are multi-generational. In other words, it's been in the family for numerous generations, and so they're born into these families. A number of them are European families, and of course the European mindset of the royalty is their desire is to bring in their Christ through a particular confluence of bloodlines. And of course the agenda now has surpassed just bringing in that which is a normal human being. Their goal is to bring in a superhuman. The Germans would refer to it as Übermensch. And of course, that was the goal during Nazi Germany, was through eugenics to produce a superman, that which is a transgenic man. And they've actually succeeded that through the help of collaborating with the powers of darkness. Is no different than what took place in Genesis 6. So what is happening now in terms of the work that I'm doing is working with a younger generation of people that are very fragmented. I mean, what I'm witnessing now is very, very complex, and this may be shocking to some of your listeners, Dr. Stan, but the younger generation that are coming to me now that I'm working with, they say that the programmers are not like in the old days, Dr. Josef Mengele and Dr. John Bowlby and people like that. They're actually reporting that that highly demonized hybrids are the ones that are doing the programming. And I'd have to say, Dr. Stan, I believe them, because the complexity of the structuring and the mind control is far more complex than I think the earlier days. So, the enemy is, I think he's pulled out all the stops. I believe he knows his time is short, and he is building an army, and he is doing all that he can to create, to fill in that numerical deficit of one-third of the angels that were fallen. There's two-thirds elect. When the forces of darkness meet with meet against God on the Battle of Armageddon, as we see in Revelation 16 and Revelation 19, they wage war against the Lamb. It says that they wage war, Revelation 19, against God. And so what has the enemy been doing since World War II to create this final army? And so the satanic ritual abuse is just at the highest level. This is his one of his most sophisticated ways to fill in the deficits and to create an army where he, in his mind, he's going to hope to defeat God.
Well, now, basically, are these humanoids? Are these like Nephilim you're speaking of or doing the programming?
This is what's reported, and I think it's important for people to, as bizarre as this sounds, you can look up Dr. David Jacobs and just look at some of his videos, his book, The Threat. Of course, he sees them as possible aliens. I do not believe they're aliens, Dr. Stan. I believe they are fallen angels cohabiting with women, just like we see in Genesis 6, producing a hybrid. The difference is the hybrids in Genesis 6, they were giant. They were very large. We know we have artifacts of this throughout the world, history and stories of all the cultures that talk about this. But the unique thing about this generation is to create a hybrid that will replace us. In other words, Homo sapien, as we know it, needs to have a new version of humanity, humanity 2.0, a transgenic, an ubermensch of that which is a superman. In other words, that which will replace who we are in our defective state and create a being that will not die and have supernatural features, both physical and spiritual. And the report is they're here. They're not.
We've heard stories about the military wanted to create super soldiers who actually had supernatural, almost supernatural strength and powers. Is this part and parcel of this, or is that something entirely different?
Well, no, I think it's in various venues. I know the military, of course, right now, Dr. Tom Horn has documented this in Forbidden Gates and Nephilim Stargates 2012. I mean, he's done some excellent work on this. And, you know, the military is gone past the super soldier stage. They are now seeking to create a transgenic human that will be able to go way beyond the normal spectrum of endurance of a normal human being, with telekinetic powers, supernatural abilities, because other nations are also in the game, Dr. Stan. I mean, there's competition, and if you know, the Pandora's box has been open. I mean, this is going on. If people have not kept up with this, you can go to Raiders News, not RaidersNews.net, or type in Tom Horn and just read the postings that he has on his website on a daily basis, and he you'd be surprised at the number of projects that are currently in the works throughout the world to create a transgenic or a new version of humanity.
Well, the thought crossed my mind, there's really no reason or basis for it, but we see this man go berserk over there in Afghanistan and kill 14 to 16 people, and certainly it's a heinous act, he should be punished. But what's the first thing the military does? They move him out of Afghanistan, as if they were protecting him. Why would they do that? That doesn't make sense unless there's something there that they want to cover up, and it's just conjecture on my part. And let's get back to the work, of course, that you're doing. And, of course, now, these families you talk about coming from Europe, are these satanic families? I've certainly known one woman who came from a satanic family, and her description, you know, this has gone on for generation after generation. She was one of the few in her family that broke loose from the satanic hold, and because they were all programmed in Satanism. Is this partly what you're talking about?
Yes, the different royal families from Europe. Yes, they do not appear as Satanists in terms of looking strange or wearing strange clothes or anything like that. You would not tell. I mean, they are the sophisticated business suits. I mean, we have dealt with the House of Windsor. We've had people that have come out of there. I would just tell you, I'm working with a girl this week. Her father is a doctor. He was actually trained by Dr. Josef Mengele. I'm working with two of his children. They're getting out. The one young girl who's 21 years old is with us this week. She came to us and worked for a day. She came in the next morning and was speaking in Korean. And of course, the girl that came to see me, she didn't even know that this was in her. And as I worked with her and got into some of the structuring in her, her father had turned her over to Kim Jong-il for, there was a lot of money involved. And so part of her, she has a personality that is Korean. Her memory is she's only been with Kim Jong-il. And then, of course, when she would be transported out and back to the United States, it was total amnesia. The girl that came to see me had no idea that she had any Korean-speaking parts or there was a part inside that only had a history with Kim Jong-il. And this is not uncommon. I mean, I work with people that have, they're compartmentalized and structured in terms of their identity, and they're made to fit into various venues according to the oligarchy of plutocrats whose agenda is to bring in a new world order and the Antichrist. They use these people as reservoirs of power. Because of their fragmentation and demonization, they're used in sexual purposes to transfer power to heads of state. And okay. This is how the power is transferred.
You mentioned Dr. Josef Mengele, Chris. He was the Nazi who was experimenting with children, known as the Angel of Death over there in the concentration camps, did horrible things to children. And, of course, we're told he escaped to South America. But I talked to three separate people here in the United States who said that they'd actually met Mengele. And I thought Colin Ross and Dr. Ross had said that as well. Have you actually met people who said that they met Mengele when he was brought here to the United States by our government?
Oh, yes. In fact, on my website, I have a number of interviews. I have actually two interviews remembering Dr. Mengele, where I interviewed a number of ladies who have a whole history with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this story is so incredible, and if I hadn't actually talked to these people, I would say this is madness. Unfortunately, I fear it's true. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, what was Mengele up to here?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
D.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Have been tied into royal families, and of course are victims of various types of satanic ritual abuse. He gets into the background of Dr. Mengele, and certainly, you know, I would think anybody who talks about Mengele coming to the United States, of course, there seems to be little question that he went to South America. And isn't it interesting that the Jews never tried to track down Dr. Mengele? Why not? Because they had an agreement with high American officials that they, of course, would get their state of Israel, but they would leave the Nazi war criminals alone. Among them, Mengele, of course, he was here in the United States. I personally talked to three people who encountered him. That's Colin Ross I'd talked to, who works down, I believe, in Texas someplace. He told me he talked to three people. Doug has seen that several people who were in touch with Mengele when he was brought here to the United States by our own government. One of the most evil, totally evil men who ever lived, Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. But of course he was running experiments here. But so many of these people are victims of satanic ritual abuse and associated personalities or dissociated personalities. So that after they've been conditioned, they really don't remember much, do they?
No, that's correct. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan, I would encourage people to just listen to the testimony of some of the women. We did a two-part series on remembering Dr. Mengele, and people can listen to those at DougRiggs.org. And it's, you know, one of the people that I just listened to this recently, he didn't know anything about this. He was very humbled by what he heard. And I think it's important for people to say, you know, we can hear programs like this, and we can hear people like me that work with this, and of course they can hear your accounts and with people that report this. But when you actually hear real live witnesses, it's very different. It's very powerful. And so I'm not sure what your question was. You may need to repeat it again so that I can. It's about 1 o'clock here, my time.
Oh, I know it is, and I appreciate so much you being up with us at this terrible
that's okay.
Hour.
No, that's okay. But I bet I may have gotten up. Go ahead.
Basically, of course, these people, they have dissociative personalities, and basically they have done this. They know how to produce dissociative personalities in the children by trauma-based conditioning. Could you explain to our listeners what this is about and why they would want to harm children?
Yes, that's a good question. I appreciate you getting me back on track. with children, you know, from birth all the way up to about 6 or 7 years of age, the people like Mengele and people who employ trauma-based mind control for a specific agenda, we call it satanic ritual abuse, or we could just refer to it as sadistic ritual abuse. We know it's satanic, but what they do is they have specific protocols to say they can strap a child down to a table, hook them up with various kinds of electrodes, inject them with drugs, flashing lights, subject one half the body to cold, the other half the body with hot, to fill the orifices with electrodes to shock, and then play different music and tapes. And the child's identity does not remain intact. It fragments. And that is they condition the child over and over again. As they split and the identity fragments, then spirits, demons, fallen angels are channeled in to the child when they're in that vulnerable state. And so the human beings, the people like Mengele and these Nazi doctors, they utilize the trauma, but during the splitting, the powers of darkness actually come in during the trauma, and they structure the internal dissociative system of that person into a multi-layered weapons platform, so that various aspects of the personalities can be used for various purposes, to bring down churches, to infiltrate government, to infiltrate military. And because of chronic trauma, the more chronic the trauma in early childhood, the more dense the amnesic barriers are. So the upfront presenting person is completely oblivious to the internal structuring that is purposely put in, and they can be cued out both spiritually, demonically, or through various cues to carry out specific assignments that are spiritually driven.
And actually, what Doug is saying, many of them are assigned to churches to go in and create disorders there. They're assigned to nurseries, to work in a church nursery to abuse the children there. I mean, all sorts of things to disrupt and destroy our society. And you say nothing like that could be going on. Why we'd hear about it every night on the news? No, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? You'd never hear about it to the regular channels. Stan, I guess, is Doug Riggs, and basically Doug works with these people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse. Ken, how long does it take to ever get them over? Do they ever completely recover from this horrible mistreatment they have as a child?
Well, when it comes to the dissociation, the fragmentation, where I am now in working with people, I'm able to see people come to significant resolution in about, for example, 2 to 3 years, which when I first started looking backwards, it took upwards 15 to 20 years. So everyone is unique, and it depends on their own maturity level and their ability to absorb their history and to deal with their past. But it's still hard work, Dr. Stan, but what I'm seeing now is, and I think the Lord has very much enhanced everything because of the lateness of the hour, I'm seeing pretty amazing things happen. But this is not magic. I mean, you don't just lay hands on somebody, anoint him with oil, and make this go away. I mean, trauma represents very severe brokenness, and there has to be a lot of patience, a lot of love, and a lot of investment in helping these people come to not only to be unified in their identity, but to help them come to spiritual maturity, to see the grace and the forgiveness of God for the horrific things that not only that they've been involved with, but all the survivors are conditioned and trained to be perpetrators, and what happened to them, they are conditioned and trained to do to others, so that they're conditioned to believe that they are evil and that there's no escape. But I'm seeing people come to freedom, and so it's worth the investment. That's all I can say.
Well, basically, do they, or most of them, eventually come into a personal relationship with our Lord, or any of them nominal Christians before they come to see you?
Well, I've never worked with anyone that was not a Christian. In fact, and this is, I don't know how I could go into this on this particular show, but there's...
Hold on, let's offer just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Doug Riggs and Sydney. We were just talking about, when you're dealing with these people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse, I asked him if eventually they came into a personal relationship with our Lord. Well, of course, Doug said, he had never worked with one of these who was not a Christian. However, of course, they can believe they're a Christian, but down deep within them are these other layers, like an onion, that have been programmed into them by these wicked and evil people. Before we go on, Doug, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and get your information?
Sure. It's this www, and my name, Doug Riggs, one line, dougriggs.org. Are you still there, Dr. Stan?
I was going to say that when the people come to see you, they are already Christians?
Yes. I for some reason, you cut out there for a moment. Yes, everyone has been a Christian. And I think, when it comes to understanding the enemy's end-time strategy, prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, the war between Satan and God was carried out between two seeds. Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent will be in conflict until the coming of Christ, who is the fulfillment of that seed. Now that Christ has fulfilled his work and paid the price for our sins on the cross and raised from the dead, we know from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 and following, that it says that the Lord, that Jesus will see his seed and prolong his days, of course, through resurrection. So it's important to recognize that Jesus has seed. And according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, we who are begotten of God do not habitually practice sin because his seed abides in us, God's seed. So now that seed, that which comes into being at new birth, when anyone puts their faith in Christ, that seed is under an assault. Now, and this is what I have seen for the last 20-plus years, Dr. Stan. These high-level occult families, they draw a child out to a saving knowledge of Christ purposely, so that this as soon as, at the earliest possible level, when a little child can put their faith in Jesus Christ, the scripture's been read to them, this has all been reported to, by everyone I've worked with, they're drawn to Christ, and as soon as that little one's eyes light up with the glory of God, whatever is evidence that there's a connection with God, they are assaulted with the most horrific trauma, and I won't even mention the sexual abuse that occurs, and so that new birth identity is sequestered and wrapped in death. It's just wrapped in death, and so that person grows up not even knowing that they've had that God connection. And so when they come to me, they believe they came to Christ later on in life, and when we begin to do the work, we find out that in every single one of them, there was a purposeful protocol for them to come to Christ and then to have that captured. And you say, well, why would the enemy do that? Because that spiritual essence that comes into being at new birth is something that is very, very important to the adversary. He's able to do with a person who is born again is able to leech off, siphon off some of that glory, that life, to create a new hybrid. And this hybrid is not detectable. You will not see in society the hybrid that we saw in Genesis 6. It is a perfected entity, and Satan has stolen that which represents something of that new birth essence. And as hard as this may be for people to comprehend, Dr. Stan, I see it daily. And when these people get their essence back through spiritual warfare, through integration, through healing, they have an amazing connection with God. They have a profound, they have a knowledge of God like Job had. And so it's a privilege to work with these people, Dr. Stan. Even though they've gone through this horrific experience, many of them, of course, they're demonized. When they get clear and they come together in terms of their identity, they are the most phenomenal believers. All I can say is I thank God that he has brought these people to me, as hard as it is, as grievous as it is, because this is where Jesus is suffering, Dr. Stan. He was marred more than any man. And Isaiah 63:9, it says, in all of our afflictions he was afflicted. When we get into the depths of these people's systems where they're suffering, you always find Jesus there, Dr. Stan. He is there suffering with these people.
Now, of course, you mentioned that they condition these people so that they can send them into churches to create discord, so that they can send them into various organizations. And basically, are they being used then to disrupt society? Are they being used to spread false information? Are they being used for political purposes? What are they used for?
Well, women, are used as cult prostitutes. And so the more highly structured they are and the more demonized they are, then through sexual involvement, these powers can be transferred to heads of state. And these people become spiritually enhanced, spiritually empowered, more dynamic because of their spiritual enhancement by these people being used as sex slaves. So that's the political arena. When it comes to churches, they're usually assigned to leadership. They're assigned to gather around leadership, to come into places of responsibility, so that the spiritual atmosphere and is affected. The whole spiritual dynamics of that particular local body is the enemy's intention to degrade it and to dumb down spiritually, because the church is the ultimate threat against the adversary. So the church is his primary target.
Well, now, are any of these people affiliated with organizations like the Family or like the Moonies or like some of these other crazy cults that are out there?
Not any of the people that I've worked with. They have, you know, the agenda of the royal family, the people from Europe, is to bring in a Christ that will qualify to rule the world. Their whole agenda is the New World Order and to bring in their Christ.
Well, you mentioned that some of them have been affiliated with the House of Windsor. Now, that, of course, is the royalty of England. Is this very much tied into this whole movement for the one world government?
Yes. I've worked with a number of people. You take people like those are the heads, and I've mentioned them in the past. They're in the royal family. They have a marriage connections with many different people that are in secret. They produce an offspring, and then when that offspring is produced, there's specific protocols to abuse them so they can be loaded up with these ancestral spirits, and then they can be used as cult prostitutes to interface with world leaders. And so what happens, in the ancient culture, why did a person go to a temple to be involved sexually with a cult prostitute? To come into contact with the god of that temple. spiritual powers are released through what God ordained for marriage. When it's misused and it's brought into an occult context, it releases power. So all of these people that are involved at this particular level, it's on international. It has to do with world leaders. Everyone that I worked with, Dr. Stan, have reported high-level rituals with the United Nations, and because this is where the world leaders gather, and this is where the power is to be transferred and consolidated.
In other words, then they are used to compromise world leaders. Are any of these people in positions of power themselves?
Well, they are on a spiritual level. In other words, when you meet in certain secret cult meetings, then depending on the level of investment and their bloodline, they will have a position of spiritual authority, yes.
Well, now, basically, are these secret meetings taking place today?
Oh, yes. I get reports all the time. I mean, if it's a G20, then people, if they're still accessible, there will be major rituals that will precede and be going on during a G20 meeting, especially at key times during the United Nations. There are these rituals that are going on. Of course, Jerusalem is a very key center for high-level occult rituals. When I say Jerusalem, I'm talking about Zedekiah's caves underneath the Old City and under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. All the people I worked with have talked about very, very high-level rituals that have occurred under there. In fact, I have a friend who lives in Cape Town, South Africa, who doesn't even work with the people I'm talking about. She went into the Zedekiah's cave and actually saw these ritual sites underneath the Temple Mount, and it was not where the public can go. She was taken there with a private guide, and she actually saw with her own eyes that which our people have reported in terms of high-level rituals that have occurred in these places. Of course, Jerusalem is biblically a great center of conflict. So it is my view that Satan's throne is actually located there on the Temple Mount, Jerusalem. That's my view.
All right, fine. So basically, these people, then, are they still doing human sacrifices or animal sacrifices?
I think the lower level Satanism, that which is more crude and what you would see in some of the gory horror stories, they would be animal sacrifices. What we're talking about at this level, they're all human sacrifices. There are breeders that never are, you know, that's what they're created to do. They can produce these children for human sacrifice. And of course, there are thousands abducted every year. We don't know what happened to them. I believe that many of these end up being sacrificed.
Well, the average individual, when you tell them this, they're going to say, oh, well, that just couldn't be going on. Well, I've actually had talked to at least a person who actually went to our church, who came out of one of these satanic families, and she talked about these human sacrifices, and yet we never hear about this today. This is all poo-pooed and something like you don't really think that sort of thing goes on. But you've actually talked to people who have been involved in this, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've heard it for decades.
I would
encourage people to just type in end ritual abuse and go to Dr. Ellen Lacter, L-A-C-T-E-R, end ritual abuse, Ellen Lacter. I don't believe she's a professing Christian. Her whole website is loaded with every kind of resource and documentation you can imagine. There's another one called SMART. It's an acronym. SMART. It is an advocacy on ending ritual abuse. Again, a not Christian organization. There are others out there. Survivorship. There are others, but this has been going on for a long time. And of course, when you bring up things like this, well, people say these are confabulated memories. These are false memories. And the whole false memory syndrome it never was a syndrome. It was the whole propaganda that was brought to the public attention to squelch all this was financed by the CIA. I mean, the whole false memory syndrome was a front of the CIA to cover up their nefarious activities in terms of the what they were doing with the MKUltra. So we're facing a real battle because there's been so much propaganda to create disbelief in this whole area, Dr. Stan.
Well, as I mentioned earlier for our listeners, Malachi Martin personally told me about the human sacrifice. It was time to coincide with a feigned human sacrifice held in the basement of the Vatican. Where does the CIA fit into this? I'm saying that they're not part of the royal family, so
no.
Where do they fit in?
They're actually on a lower level with the people I work with. They're just there to do. They're going to try to have create spies and espionage at the most effective level. So that's a different area. So I don't necessarily see the connection with the CIA and the Vatican. I will say this, in my work with survivors, every one of them have talked about major rituals occurring in the basement of the Vatican. I never heard of Malachi Martin, but I've actually worked with people who said that they've been involved with rituals at the Vatican in where there's been human sacrifice. And so this has gone on for years. And the point is, these people don't have an agenda. They're not like anti-Catholic or anything. But this, here's the point. I think his name is Dr. Randy Noblett. If someone types in his name, Dr. Randy Noblett, he's not a professing Christian, N-O-B-L-I-T-T. Look at some of his books. He's done a whole history from the beginning of civilization of human sacrifice. And here's what his conclusion was, that from the beginning of history all the way up to the present, it's never stopped. He says the onus upon the historian is to prove when did human sacrifice ever stop. It never has.
Well, I would hate to be involved in this and not know the Lord, because otherwise, if you are a humanist or atheist researcher and you run into this, it's just so incredible. I mean, I'm sure you must have come in touch with other researchers who were not Christians, and I would think that some of them would go, frankly, crazy.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of pressure. Whenever you go into this particular area of the enemy's camp, Dr. Stan, you kind of think about it is like Navy SEALs. They go into areas that the rest of them and the military doesn't go into. So, yeah, there are great challenges there. But if we know our authority in Christ, the authority of the believer, the authority of the intercessor by John, I think, McCallum, I forgot his last name, but the point is, if we know our authority in Christ and we exercise that authority and we walk close to the Lord and depend upon Him, He has provided for a victory and our protection.
Well, because that's the only protection we really have. I have a series of three books, Occult Conspiracy, Occult Underground, I've forgotten the third one, written by a secular writer, researcher at Cambridge. When he got all done, he committed suicide. There was no hope for him. Well, we have hope. Well, Doug, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the message you'd like to get out to our listeners tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of
and that is the one world government. And do these people coming out from the satanic ritual abuse talk to you about the one world government and the plan for the world government?
Absolutely. They're insiders. Go to Ezekiel chapter 8. And Ezekiel got an inside view of what was going on right in the temple of God. And that was opened up to him. And these people are like what we see in Ezekiel 8. They have come out of some of the most secret cabals that represent heads of the New World Order. I've worked with people who sat in on the planning stages of the Kennedy assassination. It was a cult killing. This goes way back, but I could talk, you know, on that. Yes, I mean, it's these people have come out of that culture, who their whole agenda is to bring in their Christ and to create a new world order, and they believe that this is the best thing that could happen to the world.
Well,
they believe they're right.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening your time. God bless you, Doug. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you listen to what Doug Briggs has to say. He's on the front lines of this battle, has been for something like 27 years. We have a book written by Dr. Colin Ross. And I'm not saying Colin Ross is coming from a Christian point of view, but of course he's a psychiatrist who works with these victims of this satanic ritual abuse, and many of them tied into the intelligence agencies. His book, The CIA Doctors, an excellent entry to this. We have a four tapes, a set of my interviews with Pastor Malachi Martin, and fascinating, he talks about in his book, The Windswept House, about the satanic sacrifices in the basement of the Vatican. And what happened to the man who was Christo, was to be selected to become the new pope after Pope John Paul I died after about 31 days in office? And what happened to the next man? Because, of course, well, I will tell you what happened to him. He was elected by the cardinals. As he was going up to the podium, according to Malachi Martin, to accept, you know, the papacy, somebody had him a slip of paper that said, if you accept the appointment, you and everyone in your family will be killed. Needless to say, that was an offer he couldn't refuse. He did not become the pope, and John Paul II, of course, then took that position. These are the stories you're never going to tell. That's the wisdom of Malachi Martin. We have, of course, four tape sets on the supernatural. We have the book that goes along with that, The Beautiful Side of Evil, Johanna Michelson, who was deeply involved in the occult. She was actually witnessed over 400 miraculous healings. She was being trained to become a faith healer. And she saw these true miracles, only to find out they were all satanic manifestations, demonic manifestations. They were supernatural, and then she went back and talked to the people, and they were all demonically possessed, all the people who had had these miraculous healings. This is the real world, and you can only understand so much what's going on by doing that. We have a four-tape set of our interviews with Constance Cumby, and we have a DVD Constance Cumby did on the Aquarian conspiracy, and we have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. We have so much material on this. You need to get it. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.